doesn't all listen to the bass. I just have to listen to those. Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm using a different theme tune for a change, and I hope you're enjoying hearing it. It's a tune called Kentucky Romp, and that's a Hamilton County Bluegrass band playing it. And it's interesting hearing the bass solos and the guitar solos and that again. We've got a show lined up with all sorts of people on it: Joe Mullins, Bill Evans, David Grisman, John Rushman and the Jaybirds, Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers playing a bit of old-time music, and Michelle Nixon and Drive, all sorts of people, and I hope you're going to really like some of the choices of music that I've made. Joe Mullins, I've been really watching that band a little bit lately, and very good, very good. I'm really enjoying them, to be honest. And Joe Mullins, banjo and tenor vocals, Mike Terry, mandolin and baritone vocals, Dwayne Sparks, guitar and vocals, he seems to do either part, Randy Barnes on bass and Jason Barry on fiddles. And we're going to hear two songs from them, Songs That Get 'Em. This is Dwayne singing lead, the guitar player, and then The Fiddle Man's Delight, which is Joe singing lead. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
Sitting on a park bench, playing on my own guitar, singing songs of love and life, handed my first car. As an old man wandered by, and he asked if he could sit down for a while. When I sang a song about my old Kentucky home, he said with a smile, "That's the kind of songs that will get 'em, kind of words that will stick with them. Everybody likes to sing songs about mother and the place that they call home. That melody, it sure will touch their heart, and it will chase away their cares. Takes me back to a time when I could go home and mother would be there." Son, when you love like that, nothing in the world can take its place. That's the kind of songs that will get 'em, the kind of words that will stick with 'em. Everybody likes to sing songs about true love and the one they call their own. That melody, it sure will touch their heart, and it will chase away their cares. Takes me back to a time when I would come home and she would be there. That's the kind of songs that will get 'em, the kind of words that will stick with 'em.
Sing the one that lets me see her in my mind before Jesus called her home.
That melody, it sure does touch my heart, I think of all the time we shared. When you sing those words, it warms me and almost makes me feel like I'm there. That's the kind of songs that we'll get on. They're raring to go. So grab your little partner, hang on to her real tight. We'll smoke these fiddle tunes to the fiddle man's delight. Melts and flows. Well, get the string so hot, my friend, too hot for you to hold. Play fire on the mountain till away after dark. Then a little bit of Uncle Penn and a lot of old Joe Clark. Build up a lot of steam. They call it fiddle music. Let's show them what that means. For this is Tennessee on a Saturday night. If we don't burn it down to the fiddle man's delight. Sally Goodman or a little Jenny Lynn. They've got soles left on their shoes, so boys, this ain't the end. With pretty girls a-dancing, oh, what a sight. They're swinging to the bluegrass sound and the fiddle man's delight.
They're a great band, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. I really do enjoy their music, and just everything about their sound just is special, and hope you do too. It's from the album that I played that, which is The Story We Tell. It's got a picture of them all getting a haircut on the front in the barber shop. Looks like Joe's doing the haircutting. And I have played every track at some time on Back Porch Bluegrass, and I think that's the only album I have where I have played every track from an album. Anyway, that's maybe an indication of the fact that I like their music. Kenny and Amanda Smith, great husband and wife duo. Kenny is a superb guitarist, lead guitarist, and very nice singer, and his wife Amanda plays guitar and sings beautifully. He's got a great band with Alan Bartram on bass, Steve Huber on banjo, and Jason Robertson on mandolin, and it's from the album Always Never Enough, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks, Going Across the Sea, which is Kenny singing, and it's a traditional song, and then Stanley Brothers' song Our Last Goodbye, which I think you'll like. Some great bluegrass here from Kenny and Amanda Smith. Thank you.
won't you come with me? Come with me, my pretty little girl, how happy we will be.
That was Kenny and Amanda Smith with the old Standing By the song, Our Last Goodbye. A great version of it, and real driving, but real sweet as well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and playing some great bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying it. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works of Hamilton, great big shop in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. It's a white with got the music dots on it and all the lines out there. And if you go inside, they've got a best collection of Martin guitars and Deering banjos and other sorts as well, mandolins and fiddles and cellos and violins and what else, drums and pianos and saxophones. And you name it, if you can blow it or pluck it, they've got it. And go and see them and say that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass and you've come in to see their stock. Or you can just get yourself some replacement strings for your guitar, because if you haven't changed them for the last couple of weeks, they're due for changing. So make sure you go in and see them. We'll carry on with a bit of music, and we're going to hear from Bill Evans playing instrumental. Bill Evans is a fine banjo player. I've had a banjo lesson with Bill. He was actually one of my tutors at the Father's Day Festival, pre-festival camp, the first one I went to in about 2007. And he's a wonderful teacher. And then another visit to the San Francisco Bay Area, I went and saw him and had an hour-long lesson that was very, very good and very interesting. He plays a number of different banjo styles, and he just manages to make his fingers do all sorts of interesting things. And I'm going to play a tune called Petersburg Gal. Have a listen here. Bill Evans.
Thank you.
Bill Evans. Wasn't that a great tune? Man, he is a fine player. A couple of decades ago, David Grisman, the great mandolin player, put together an album called Home Is Where the Heart Is, and it's a traditional bluegrass album featuring just about every name in bluegrass music, because David just wanted to play with all these cool guys. And I'm going to play a song off that, True Life Blues, Bill Monroe tune. David Grisman's playing mandolin, Del McCoury on guitar and lead vocal, Ricky Skaggs on tenor vocal, Herb Peterson on banjo, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, and James Kirwin on bass. What a super group that is. And here they are playing the True Life Blues. That's as classic a bluegrass tune as you can get, and those guys did a magnificent version of that, and I just hope you enjoyed it. A fine group that out of Vancouver, Canada, that I saw at the first Father's Day festival I went to, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, with Jim Nunnally on guitar, Nick Hornbuckle on banjo, John Reichman on mandolin, Trisha Gagnon on bass, and Greg Spetz on fiddle. Greg Spetz was playing fiddle on that Bill Emerson track that we, that Bill Evans track that we had just before, just by the way. And anyway, John Reichman and the Jaybirds do some really nice tunes, and this is from their album The Road West, and we're going to hear Hop High My Lulu Gal, which is really the putting a couple of tunes sort of together, because they were both pretty much the same tune from the same origins. And then we're going to hear In the Fall, which is just a really pretty song. Trish sings it in Hop High. Yeah, Trisha is singing lead and baritone is done by John, and the second one, Trisha is doing the lead and baritone is by Jim, and the low tenor is by John. So let's listen to John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
Oh, Thank you.
Wasn't That a Pretty Song? That was John Reichman and the Jaybirds with Tricia Gagnon singing lead in that last song. It was In the Fall. Really great music. Now, if you like the sort of music and you'd like to find some similar music around, there's a couple of events that happen regularly. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of the month. This month, of course, on the 9th of March. Sometimes I get to play in the band. This time I'm a bass player. But there's always some great music on there. That's at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street, and starts at 7:30 and only costs a few dollars to get in, and for a couple of hours of really good music. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, is on the fourth Sunday of the month. I host that at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, and that runs 2:30 in the afternoon to 5 o'clock, and people bring along their banjos and guitars and basses and fiddles and mandolins, etc., and bring their bluegrass songs, and we put them together and provide extra backing when it's needed, share a cup of coffee and some biscuits and generally have a good time. If you are interested in those sorts of things, you can just email me at the station or care of the station, and I'll tell you more information about it. But there are things happening. Navarra Lounge has always got some interesting music on it. Every now and then you hear someone who's playing a banjo or a fiddle or whatever. You've got to eke out these opportunities find the music. That's what I find anyway. What are we going to have? Some bit of old-time music. Always like to have something old-time or alternative, really, that shows where the music came from. We've got Charlie Poole, a 1927 recording of Take a Drink on Me, and it's a classic tune. Lots of bands have copied this. It's gone into the sort of blues tradition as well as the bluegrass tradition, country music tradition. It's a great tune. In the middle, hear some interesting things. I think he almost sounds as though he forgets his words, but great music. He played real tight sounding banjo with a unique picking style, and very much a part of the origins of the bluegrass music. Charlie Poole, 1927.
Thank you.
Well, very intricate sound, wasn't it? And very competent, very tight, and you can see why that tune has lasted and why still remains part of our musical vocabulary. Well, for my New Zealand-Australian slot now, I'm going to play Paul and Colleen Trenor. That's me and Colleen, and we're New Zealanders, and we recorded this in Australia, so that covers all aspects of it, doesn't it? It's a tune called Sunburst, recorded in 1976. We had Colin Watson playing guitar and Kirkpatrick playing bass on this one, or it could have been Alan James playing bass, and it's Sunburst, and you'll hear me using those tuning pegs, the Scruggs pegs, in the song. It's called Sunburst. That's a tune, Sunburst, and that was Alan James playing bass. I could tell his bass playing anywhere. So, Kirkpatrick played on a few other tunes on that album, and we had a great time recording it in the middle of a great big TV studio, and our little recording area was just lit up by a few of the studio lights, and we felt like there was no one around us for miles, and we'd had a great time doing that album. Oh, what have we got? I'd like to say hello to all the people on Access Radio stations listening. First off, Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton that's playing it on Tuesday nights. And then it goes round Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM, Wairarapa Radio, Southland, Otago Access Radio and Coast Access Radio, around Kapiti, Raglan Community Radio. And it now goes on Bluegrass Planet Radio from North Carolina and CFBX at Kamloops, British Columbia, as well as you can download it as a podcast anytime you like. About the last eight shows are kept on the Free FM 89.0 website. You go to that, pick on podcasts, and on the question about whether which show, you have a drop down list of the shows, Back Porch Bluegrass, and that gives you a list of about eight shows, and you can download them to your computer and listen anytime. And I hope you do that. Lots of people do, and no such thing as a local radio show anymore. Mark Hauser, I don't know much about Mark, but he sings great, plays good guitar, and he's got some great friends helping him out on this album. He does the vocals and guitar. Cody Kilby does some banjo, fiddle and mandolin by Andy Leftwich, some more banjo by Corey Walker, Barry Bales on bass, Scotty Sanders on dobro, lots of other people, harmony vocals, Paul Brewster, Rich Herring, and Rhonda Vincent gets to do some. So it's a great album which he's made with the help of some good friends. I hope you're going to enjoy my selection of songs, Hard Rain and then Uneven Road. This is Mark Hauser from Uneven Drive.
If a concrete yard and artificial tree are all this life has to offer me, the city's no place for a country boy, always with his back to the wall. I've been missing the rolling hills, the fresh cut hay and the daffodils. Got just enough gas to get the hand off me. I can almost hear the whippoorwill call.
It's a hard rain on a cold ground. Loosen these chains in this big old town.
A rich girl's money couldn't make me stay. I'm driving through Kentucky in a hard rain. City life a chance, but if she wants my heart, she'll have to understand. I like the simple joy of a front porch swing, even if I'm swinging all alone. These worn out blades cut a groove in the glass. Check engine light is blinking on the dash. I won't slow down till I see that old grove, the one that leads me safely home.
It's a hard rain on a cold ground. Loosen these chains in this big old town.
A rich girl's money couldn't make me stay. I'm driving through Kentucky in a hard rain.
Life is like a canvas,
love can paint it bright. Try and just imagine what that would be like. You and me together, whatever may unfold, let me bear you gently down life's uneven road. This world is like a
nice song. Mark Hauser, and he wrote both those songs, and the whole album is his songs, and he's put together some great musicians to help him play those songs. Now, on one of our recent shows, we featured the Family Cell, which is a bunch of young members, all of the same family, are playing. I didn't have my piece of paper with all their names on them, so we're going to play a gospel song from them right now, and I can introduce them properly. Jacob, 21, plays banjo and does vocals. Joshua, 20, plays guitar and mandolin, does vocals. Naomi, 18, plays bass and does harmony. Abigail, 18, plays mandolin and does vocals. John Marcus, 13, does fiddle and sings. And Justice, just 11, plays guitar and does some harmony. And this band, they won the 2017 KSMU Youth and Bluegrass Contest at Silver Dollar City, and they've performed on the youth stage at IBMA, but they also take ukuleles on mission trips to give to kids in Serbia and Romania. Isn't that great? Let's listen to them doing the old gospel song, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. To a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Mm-hmm.
Some great harmony singing from the Family Sal. The program that featured them was on family singing together, and there was so much stuff that in my collection that we're going to have to do the program, another version of the program again, feature some more people. Well, we're just about out of time. Let's go out with Michelle Nixon and Drive, fine band, singing a song, Brand New City. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in next time.
I'm going home to a brand new city up in heaven.